a northern acquaintance. There is one writer I never cared for much among others, but we wrote letters a while. He lived in Canada and made his own wine and was always winning grants. Also, his wife worked. There were always photos of him in an undershirt, pecking down with big hands at a delicate machine down between his knees. And there was the cigarette, of course. "We are all literary hustlers," I wrote him. I'm not sure he understood. I don't know what has happened to him lately. Sometimes the grants stop and the wives run away. I suppose he's still at it, though, winning the governor's prize and writing about Eskimos and whales. Although the best thing he ever did was make his own wine. Now, I'm having my cigarette. This is Bukowski, in case you've forgotten. A rolled top cigarette tobacco. Net weight, 3/4 of an ounce. This is not a commercial. 16 gummed papers. It's a picture of a top spinning there. Red, white, and blue. Which reminds me, I went for a walk last night. They have new hamburger stands up all over the place. Well, not exactly stands, a little bit more than that. Inside partitions, glassed off tables. But it's basically a hamburger stand, and it's called something like, if I remember, the All-American Hamburger. Oh, I wonder, I'm going to have to go in see what this hamburger is. Maybe I'll let you know sometime. Rather afraid to try it. But anyhow, I walk by. These places are packed. I look in there and they look like all American people. You might say it's a difficult sight. This is not a commercial. Let's get back to the poems.